Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Craig Stattmiller bringing you this week's update. And folks, before we go any further, happy National Volunteer Month. Now that's not just a line on a calendar, it's a powerful reminder of something that has shaped this country and built this camp. Back in 1974, President Richard Nixon established National Volunteer Week at a time when our nation needed unity, trust, and people willing to step up and serve. Then in 1991, President George H.W. Bush expanded that vision to the entire month of April, calling volunteers across America 1,000 points of light. And today those lights are still shining strong. Last year alone, over 75 million Americans volunteered, giving nearly 5 billion hours of service. That's not just generosity, that's foundational support to our communities. And here at Camp Courageous, that foundation is everything. Because the truth is, camp doesn't just appreciate volunteers. Camp was built by them. From the very beginning, volunteers showed up with hammers, hands, and heart. They built our lodge, they cleared trails, they created something from nothing, so individuals with disabilities could experience belonging, dignity, opportunity, and joy. And that same spirit, it's still alive today. Volunteers help run events, maintain buildings and trails, donate equipment, time, and expertise. They serve meals, fix things, mentor campers, and step in wherever there's a need. And every hour they give frees up dollars so those resources can go directly to our campers. That's the magic equation at Camp Courageous. And you know, one of my favorite parts of this job is getting to shine a light on the incredible people who make camp what it is. We call this our Courageous Spotlight. Today I want to introduce you to someone pretty special, Sheila Whiter. Sheila made the move from California to the great state of Iowa, settling in Dubuque, where she spent most of her life. She joined the Camp Courageous team nearly 2 years ago, and she's been a rock-solid respite counselor ever since. But Sheila didn't stop there. She saw an opportunity, and she helped completely revamp our salon room, creating a space where campers can get their hair done, their nails painted, and just feel good about themselves. Because sometimes it's not just about activities. It's about confidence, dignity, and feeling seen. Now, if you ask Sheila her favorite activity at camp, she'll tell you swimming. But if you watch her at camp, you'll see where she really shines, on the dance floor. She loves helping with the dances, where some of the most unforgettable moments of camp happen. And with 5 years of experience as a middle school cheerleading coach, she knows exactly how to get everyone up, moving, and smiling. What does she like most about camp? She says it's just a blast. We have so much fun. Because that's Camp Courageous. People from different places, different backgrounds, different abilities coming together and creating something pretty incredible. Now let me take you on a quick trip, because this is what your support makes possible. Our travel program loaded a van for the Final Four championship game in Indianapolis. Yes, the place where everyone wanted to be on Monday night. It was also a classic road trip with stops, snacks, and laughter along the way. Music playing, conversations drifting, watching the great countryside go by. The game was everything it was billed to be. A clash of basketball titans dueling it out to the very end. Big plays, exciting dunks, and a roaring crowd. By the end of the night, no energy left, just smiles. Now that's the Camp Courageous travel program. It's not just trips, it's adventure. It's first-time experiences that turn into lifelong memories. And none of it happens without people stepping up to help. Back at camp, our program team is going through intensive training right now, learning how to safely operate our adventure elements. Zip lines, ropes course, Burma Bridge, climbing elements. But here's what matters most. We don't just make them safe, we make them accessible. Our staff are trained to adapt each experience so every camper, no matter their ability, can participate in a way that's challenging, empowering, and meaningful. They're trained, they're tested, they're certified. Because every camper deserves the chance to experience not just participation, but achievement. To focus on what they can do, not what they can't. And speaking of lifelong impact, we recently had the privilege of presenting to a wonderful group in Iowa City. Thanks to Ann Burton and PEO Chapter KZ. Ann's daughter Sarah has been coming to Camp Courageous since 1999. That's 27 years of camp experiences. From respite weekends to school trips to week-long camps to traveling across the country and even internationally to places like Ireland, France, and England. That's what camp does. It doesn't just create moments, it builds a lifetime of them. Now let me give you a quick look at what's coming up at camp. Our Family Fun Day is April 11th. Bring your family to camp and experience it for a day. You'll have a great day of activities for the kids, and we will share information and answer all the questions for the adults. The annual omelet breakfast is Sunday, April 26th. Come and enjoy a made-to-order omelet and see all the new things that camp has to offer. Midwest Pride in Your Ride, April 30th. This is an event you'll have to RSVP at our website, campcourageous.org. The Iowa Football Senior Tailgate is also coming up on May 2nd. Please RSVP at our website. And Cruisin' for Camp Courageous is Sunday, May 17th. Finally, we are hiring lifeguards, counselors, health assistants, and more. Check out our website. Today, this message really comes down to one thing: gratitude. To every person who has ever volunteered at Camp Courageous, to those who are serving right now, thank you. Because what you do matters more than you probably realize. And if you've ever wondered, could I help? Do I have something to offer? Yes, you do. Camp is a big place with a wide range of needs, which means there's a place for everyone. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to commit a ton of time. You just have to be willing. So here's my invitation to you. Come see camp. Walk the grounds, meet the campers, experience it for yourself. Because once you see it with your own eyes, you'll understand something pretty powerful. There's a place for you here. And together, we can continue changing lives. Thanks for listening, and as always, thank you for believing in Camp Courageous.